This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
If only crystal balls were real.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. I wish I could tell you exactly what would happen if the government didn't bail out the financial industry. Paulson and Bernanke and the president are filling our heads with some very dire predictions of recession, more foreclosure, businesses collapsing. And that's what Congress has to go on to make its decision. We're joined now by Republican Senator Sam Brownback of Kansas as Marketplace continues its coverage of the financial crisis. Senator, are you buying this idea the government has to step in to prevent an economic catastrophe?
Well, I think we've got to do something. We've seen the credit markets freeze up like we have not witnessed before. And unfortunately anymore, money moves with the click of a mouse. And so if confidence moves, people pull money out at such a rapid pace, and then people won't lend bank to bank to the point that businesses can't do their business. They can't get the credit, the liquidity that they need to operate. And this just freezes up. And that's what we've seen taking place. So it looks to me that we have to do something to unfreeze these credit markets.
But why do we have to do this? Why do we have to buy up these bad mortgage debts? Why can't we do something else, like pay off the defaulted loans?
Well, we've tried treating the symptoms of this. Really, since Bear Stearns in March, we've been trying to treat symptoms. This goes at the actual cancer itself. And the cancer is this this toxic paper in the system, these subprime mortgages that nobody's exactly sure who all has what, and they're not exactly sure what it's worth. And that's what's making the credit flee. And the thought is that if we can get at the actual cancer itself, the liquidity will free up, the system will rectify itself, and it can move forward. Problem of it is in economics, you're dependent on millions of people's individual decisions. You're not exactly sure how anybody responds to it, but this does seem to be the most likely medicine to work.
What are you hearing from your constituents about this?
Oh, they are mad. Mm. They are hopping mad about this. They don't like it. But then, again, they're starting to feel what happens when our credit system locks up, and they're getting a bit fearful of that.
What do you want to see in this bailout plan?
I want to see that the taxpayer is taken care of, and I want to see the liquidity freed up. So I don't think we ought to do the full $700 billion all at once. I mean, maybe that we can say that there's a target, but we're going to do this in tranches, maybe $100, $150 billion at a time, and then let's see how it's going. I want to make sure that the executive pay is not exorbitant for people that got us into this mess. I think their golden parachutes ought to be lead balloons. And then I think we ought to look at getting ownership in some institutions if they unload a bunch of this so that the taxpayer can be made whole at the end of the day. We really have to take care of the economy and the American taxpayer.
All right, Republican Senator Sam Brownback from Kansas, thank you.
Thank you.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, a not-for-profit financial service provider helping nearly 3 million members and their communities thrive. More at thrivent.com. And by the American Public Transportation Association, helping America go green. You can calculate your carbon savings at publictransportation.org. Conversations from the Corner Office, Dialogues with Top CEOs, is supported by the Society for Human Resource Management, online at shrm.org.
President Bush has called an emergency summit for today at the White House. He's invited both McCain and Obama. And while that's going on, Congress will keep working on the bailout plan. Let's bring in our Washington correspondent, Steve Henn. Steve, how far apart are Democrats and Republicans on this plan?
There is a consensus. A majority of folks on both sides of the aisle are convinced that this thing has to pass, but they're also really angry. They're unsure if what they're going to do is going to work. And they're upset that they're in a position where they have to take the word of a college professor, Ben Bernanke, a former college professor, and Hank Paulson, the Treasury Secretary and a former chairman of Goldman Sachs, about a deal that requires them to sign off on borrowing $700 billion.
And what are the main sticking points for each side?
Well, I think part of the problem here is liberals and conservatives understand the causes of this crisis completely differently. Liberals see this as a real failure, almost an abdication of government's responsibility to effectively regulate the market. Mm-hmm. They think that government just walked away from its duty to make sure that loans were fundamentally fair. And so when they look at solving the crisis, they want to make sure if they're going to sign a check for $700 billion, that they address that issue. You know, free market conservatives see the roots of the crisis entirely differently. They look at Fannie and Freddie's huge growth and ultimate collapse earlier this year as a clear warning about what happens when private companies get too close to the government. And so the idea that the solution is for the federal government to go in and buy a big chunk of the banking sector through warrants or stock options, it just makes their skin crawl.
All right. So you have any idea where the middle might be?
Well, I think the middle will emerge once a deal is on the table. I think a majority of Democrats and a majority of Republicans agree the government has to do something. This crisis isn't imaginary. It's clear what's happening in credit markets. And I think if, out of this meeting that we're going to see later today, the leaders in both parties are able to put a deal on the table and force a vote, it's going to be very hard for most members of Congress to vote no.
All right, Steve Henn in Washington, thank you.
Thank you.
The stock markets seem to be in wait-and-see mode right now. Mixed results in Europe so far this morning. In Asia, the markets closed about 1% lower. The Dow is at 10,825 to start the day. It lost 29 points yesterday. Our coverage continues online at marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening and enjoy your day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.